brothers and sisters in Christ, beloved children of God, grace, mercy, and peace be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord God, tireless guardian of your people, you are always ready to hear our cry. Teach us to rely day and night on your care. Inspire us to seek your enduring justice for all this suffering world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
A reading from Genesis. The same night, Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 121 responsively. I lift up my eyes to the hill. From where is my help to come?
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep.
Behold.
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will preserve you from all evil and will keep your life. A reading from 2 Timothy. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel for our hearing is found in the Gospel according to Luke.
Jesus said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. And in that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while, the judge refused. But later he said to himself, though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming. And the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. Yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
We have responded to the stirrings of God's Spirit to share yourselves in your ministry, in your work with your community, in a way to make all people welcome here. Even as the campaign leadership team met yesterday and was talking about how your ministry came to be planted in this place, on this corner, the story was told again of how the people who helped find this site picked this site in order that you might be rooted in this place, offering God's grace to the community here. The persistence and the prayers of faithful people have continued throughout the years and are again today being confirmed as you make your commitment to the All Are Welcome ministry. Now the gospel for today tells of a widow's persistence in prayer and not losing heart. In her, we see a representation of how God's people respond in faith and hope, even as they are equipped for every good work by the Word of God. The two characters in the parable represent larger realities that we face in the world. On the one hand, there is the judge, the person of power and privilege who neither fears God nor respects people. On the other hand is the widow, whose relentlessness is so bothersome to the judge that she ends up receiving the justice that she demands. Now, Luke mentions a number of widows when he writes about Jesus. Widows seen as vulnerable ones. Jesus recognizes the poor widow in chapter 21, verse 3, who has given more than all the other wealthier patrons of the temple because she has given all that she has. Jesus condemns the scribes and those who devour widows' houses with high costs and with high interest. But in addition to being vulnerable, widows also appear as prophetic, as active, and as faithful. Certainly the widow who gave her last coins is not only vulnerable, but is also a model of faithful generosity. The first widow of the Gospel of Luke is Anna in the second chapter, who is a prophetess, who spreads the good news of Jesus' birth. You remember she was in the temple when Jesus was first taken there. Jesus, in his inaugural sermon at Nazareth, mentions the widow of Zarephath, who feeds Elijah from her meager supplies in a famine, and whose son is returned to life by the prophet. Jesus also raises the only son of the widow of Nain. All of these widows who appear only in this Gospel of Luke are persistent, active, and forceful as they participate in the unfolding of God's gracious love. Now Luke has a special eye for the unexpected in the way God works. It is the outsider, the unclean, the sick, and the lowly who inherit the kingdom of God. The people who are commended for their faith in the Gospel of Luke include a centurion, a Roman, not a Jew, who believes that Jesus can heal his slave even from a distance. There is the sinful woman, you remember, who anoints Jesus' feet and loves much. There are the friends of the paralytic, who are willing to dig through the roof in order to get their paralyzed friend right in front of Jesus. There is the unclean woman who touches Jesus' robes in the crowd and is healed. There is the Samaritan leper, the one of the ten who turns back to Jesus and falls at his feet when he realizes that he has been healed. There is the blind beggar who sees Jesus for who he is and calls out to him. These are the people that Luke points to as those who move the kingdom of God forward, who receive God's grace, and who share God's welcome with the world. This is the ministry that you have inherited as God's people in this place. The ministry that you have here at St. Peter's is a ministry that invites you to make this a place where all are welcome. With your hospitality and your commitment to loving the neighbor, you have taken up this wonderful call and this wonderful ministry, even if it is sometimes challenging for you, in order that God's gracious love and welcome be extended not only in this community, but around the world. The widow's persistence in her prayer is a witness to the persistence of the faithful. As a congregation, you have wrestled with the opportunity and the challenge of restoring and renovating your building here for a number of years. In fact, several years ago, you put the project on hold because of what was going on at the time. But today, you are ready. You have spent these last weeks in prayer, in conversation with one another. You have spent several years in planning and thinking about how God can bless this community through the ministry of St. Peter's by the Sea. And you have taken up the challenge that you can be a part of this ministry of welcome that has been rooted here. Your goal and your challenge are not without their risks, but by persistence, by prayer, and by your love of God, you are encouraging one another, and you have prepared for this day. As you complete your commitments today, know that every gift is important in helping you to reach the goal of renewing and renovating this facility. Each of you will respond as you have chosen on the basis of the circumstances and the blessings that you face in your own life. All of these gifts are a part of the All Are Welcome campaign. God receives every gift from everyone and makes with those gifts more than any one of us could do on our own. Even though it seems in some way, when you see how each one filled their own little bucket, but when they added them all together, the weight became significant for the kids in terms of feeling the lift of it. It is the same for you. Each responding as God has called you to respond, you add together and make possible what is not possible for any one of us. To cross, pray at key points throughout his ministry. And again, on the Mount of Olives, he prays and he invites his disciples to stay with him in prayer and not to enter into temptation, not to succumb to the itchy-eared, easy acceptance of a world and a word that is empty and cannot save. And when the disciples ask him to teach them to pray, Jesus introduces them to the Lord's Prayer as we know it. In that prayer, he encourages them, and through them us, to be persistent in our trust of God, even to assuring us that the Heavenly Father will give us the Holy Spirit, will give the Holy Spirit and the kingdom to all whom ask. Crying out with a loud voice from the cross, Jesus addressed the Father and commends his spirit to him just before he breathes his last. God will not delay long before granting justice to the one who prays from the cross. Life beyond the tomb, beyond death, beyond suffering is what God grants. You are a community that has been joined to Jesus' prayer through your baptism. Your prayers, your service, Your care for one another in this community are all signs of that persistence in your life. Again today, with your pledges, you are joining yourselves to the prayers of all in need, that God will bless your efforts and bring joy to you and to your community as you share yourself for the sake of the ministry of God's grace, where all are welcome. May that be your purpose, your will, your commitment, your pledge, and your joy this day, for the sake of the one in whose life we live and serve and have our being.